So we're from the university, as we already said, and we are always eager to describe ourselves as a very international university. So you're coming from Finland, so we'd like to take the chance and ask you if there's one word, one Finnish word you'd like the German audience to know, one word you really like in your language.
Perkele.
We expected that.
Well, that's the first thing that came up in my mind.
Next year, you're participating in 70,000 tons of metal.
Yes.
Do you expect to become seasick, or do you take any precautions for that?
Well, I think the only way to get seasick is just get really drunk there, but for me or for my bandmates. But yeah, I really hope that there's not going to be any seasickness and we can just enjoy the ride and enjoy the cruising there. And we are really happy that we got invited there, because we have been kind of waiting it already, like, when is our time? And now we got it, so it's really exciting.
The cruise is part of your current tour, but you already did tours supporting Sabaton and Powerwolf together with Delane. Would you say you benefited from working together with such great and known bands?
Yes, it's always like that, that when you get to support bands that already have their own fan base and bigger venues to perform at, it's always a benefit for a band like us when we used to be like a band which was never, you know, known or anything like that. So it's really good for any band that you get to support bigger bands, so you can actually kind of, with a less risk, you can actually show what you got and allure more fans and yeah. So of course it's been great to be supporting, especially Sabaton and Powerwolf. They are both great bands and great people in the crew and everything. So not just, you know, benefiting out of those bands, but it's been actually, you know, good starts for friendships also. So it has been really nice to be touring with them.
One question concerning Sabaton, do they really drink as much beer?
Well, that's a secret, you know. I don't know. I think they are really professional guys, and I really don't see them drinking a lot. Like, they take this very professionally, and, you know, so I really can't comment on how much they do drink. I really don't know.
Some month ago, you participated in creating an album for the video game League of Legends. Could you tell us briefly how that happened? Did the game publisher invite you, or did you ask for the chance to participate?
Well, actually, it was sheer luck, I think, or destiny, I don't know. But actually, the songwriter, the other songwriter, Michael Pittman, who is writing the songs with Richard Thompson, he took contact. He actually had heard me through his best friend, and his best friend's wife was the fan of Battle Beast. So it was kind of, you know, accident by accident. Lucky for me, Michael got to hear Battle Beast through his good friend, and he fell in love with my voice and was like, I really want her to sing on the album. And then he asked the headquarters of Riot Games, the creators of League of Legends, that could Nora join this project. And then he just, you know, sent email to me, and I was like, yes, of course I will, because it's a huge thing, and I've always wanted to develop my career as a singer, you know, towards also to these, you know, video games and stuff, even though I have never played the game, or I really like to be part of anyways creating that world, and, you know, so, and I've always been intrigued by how people can kind of live this virtual life through those. So I'm really happy that they asked me. And I really hope that we continue co-working in the future.
So did Riot Games came up with a song that was already finished and you just had to sing it? Or did you could influence the process of producing the song yourself?
No, the song was already written and I just, of course, I gave my own perspective entrepreneuring that. So yeah, so that's that was actually it. But yeah, of course, it totally took a certain character when I started to sing it, because there were already a few singers that tried to do that song before me. It actually had been, they had been trying to find the right singer for that song for 2 years. And then I came. and I'm so happy that they were happy with my outcoming with that. Yeah, we actually, before getting on the stage and when the intro starts, we get in a circle and we get our fists together, and then we just shout as loud as we can, like, yeah, like this. So it's usually kind of, that's one of the rituals we have.
Your last album, Bringer of Pain, was the number one hit in Finland. How could, would you explain why it was so successful in Finland but not in Germany?
Well, I don't know, you know, like in Germany, this is a huge country, you know, if we start to compare to Finland. So I think there is so much good choices in music in Germany. So actually that we got much, much higher in the charts in Germany also this time than before. So it meant like that we already were like really happy that where we got with this album. But I think Germany is getting to know us. Like since Bringer of Pain album was released, it has never been, you know, we as a band, we have never been as successful before that album. And I think now this was just the beginning, and we'll see what happens during the next years. But I can see that Germany will and is already, you know, starting to get us, and kind of we are starting to find our own fan base. But I really can't, and I don't think it's necessary to compare Finland, like Finnish or, you know, the success in Finland or in Germany, because the contrast is so big.
One question concerning your songs. How is the creative process in finding new topics or new topics to sing about?
Well, because we have different songwriters now in the band, and everybody's got their different approaches. Like my approach is that I just start singing something. Usually it starts from a melody and maybe some kind of punchline starts to just roll in my head, and I just, you know, and then I get this compulsive feeling that I need to record it somewhere. And I get these kind of bits here and there, and I put it in my phone, and then I start to put them together in some point. Then there are different approaches, like some people want to start with a guitar riff or whatever, but the topics, well, it doesn't really matter what we write about as long as it's kind of, you know, genuine. That if I have a feeling that I want to sing about metallic heart or whatever, you know, that, you know, it has to be something that comes very honestly out. But we can actually, I think we can write about anything. And the good thing what happened with this Bringer of Pain album was that there are so different topics, but then the glue is kind of still everybody. I can somehow see from the texts that there is this same kind of atmosphere or same topics in different songs, like about power or love or whatever, you know. So but yeah, it's nothing, it's not science how you do this. It's I feel like some people do it more with a technique, and I do it with a feeling.